Om Shanti. How are you today? Fine? Just fine? Huh? Just fine or anything else? You have come to God's home. First time in the Kalpa, right? Your home. So you should be feeling much more than fine. Feeling powerful. And? Can't hear you. Peaceful. Yeah? Feel blessed. Yes? All of you feel blessed? Yes? All of us are so blessed. We don't know what good karma we had done. In our past births, that we have met God, right? And it is such a big fortune for all of us. Since many births, we have been calling out for God in different ways, right? We have been remembering God in different ways and forms. And now here, in our last birth, at the end of the Iron Age, this is a most auspicious and precious time where we have met God, right? And very little time is left for the end of the Kalpa. So we have to accumulate more and more fortune so that for the next kalpa, for the next cycle, we don't get drained very easily, right? So this is the highest attainment that we are receiving now, and in a very easy form. Yeah, if you can just go through, when we look at the path of devotion, what people do to attain God or to just have the glimpse of God, just to have a second of experience, they do so many things. And here Baba says, you don't have to do many things. You don't have to give pain to your body. Just sit comfortably and remember me. Alright? That's all we have to do. It's so simple, so easy, but the attainment, but the result that we are receiving through this process is so elevated. Right? And what is the elevated reward or attainments that we are receiving now? What is the attainment that we are receiving now? God sustenance. Through the God sustenance, what are we becoming? Why is God giving us sustenance? For what? Inheritance of 21 births of no sorrow, no pain, full of happiness, golden aged happiness, right? Where there is happiness of, you know, wealth, health, relationships, and also the mind is very sound, right? These are the four types of happiness that we receive in golden age. Tan, man, dhan, jan. Tan is body. Body will be very healthy. There is no untimely death there. And very beautiful. Right? And the mind will be very happy. Very sound. Very complete. And wealth is immense there. Gold is just like that. Everywhere. Diamonds, jewels, everything. it's such immense there, and the relationships are so filled with happiness. There's no traces of sorrow in relationships, right? So we are attaining such high attainment through this process of connecting to Baba, right? So when the attainments are so high, when the result is so big, the efforts should be intense, right? So because in many of the Muralis, Baba says, it is only through remembering me in my original form that your sins will be incinerated. Your sins will be absolved, will be destroyed, will be burned. Right? So this is the only way to purify the soul of all the past karmic burdens that we have done. Right? So there is such a big task to be done in a short period of time. What is the big task that we have to do now? Get rid of all the burdens of 63 births, all the karmic accounts I need to clear of these 63 births. So when I clear and burn away all my sins, then I'll be able to get the visa for golden age. Right? So it's a very... And Baba... And we are fortunate because Baba has chosen us for golden age. Baba must have seen something in us, na? We are so ordinary. Ordinary human beings doing our... living our lives, but then all of a sudden Baba identifies us. Okay, I want this child, I want this child, I want this child for the golden age. Right? What do you feel? Baba has chosen you or you have chosen Baba? Who has chosen you? Whom? You have chosen Baba or Baba has chosen you? First Baba chose us and then we said, yes Baba, I'll belong to you, right? And there are so many multi-million people in the world. Why didn't Baba choose them? There might be many people who are more skilled than us, more beautiful than us, more wealthier than us, more talented than us. Right? But then Baba didn't choose all of them. He chose you and all of us. Why? Why? Baba must have seen some speciality in each of us. Right? So that's the reason we, each one of us, are so, so fortunate. And as a result, what are we offering Baba? Baba has chosen us for golden age. And now, in return, what is our responsibility in return? What is our responsibility? To become pure half on the following the path of Srimat, right? When we follow Srimat accurately, automatically we start to become pure. There's blessings from Baba and we start to become pure, right? So then, what are... The Srimat is one thing. The other thing is Maryadas. Disciplines that we have to be following in this life. There's only one Srimad that Baba speaks in the Murali, that's consider yourself to be a soul and remember me. Right? All the rest of the things that Baba has created are the maryadas that we have to be following in our day-to-day routine. As Baba says, this is not a satsang. This is not just a spiritual gathering where people would come and listen to the discourses. They would say, very good, very good, it's very good, very nice, enjoyed. But then, after going out of the hall, forget it. Right? Here, what is the difference? What is the difference of a spiritual gathering? And here, this is a university. This is an education where we have to study every day. We have to practice every day. And we have to imbibe that in our lives. It's not just for the soothing of our ears we'll be listening to the Murli or any discourses. It is with the intention that I have to imbibe that into my life. This is an education, right? So in this education, in this university, what are those disciplines that we need to be following? You must have heard the story of Ramayana, right? Where Sita was asked to be inside that line of Maryada, right? And she crossed that line not because she wanted to do something negative, but in order to give alms to the saint that had come in the front. She crossed that line and she was abducted by Ravan, right? So here also, Baba gives us the line of Maryada, where if we are inside that line, then we are safe. Once we cross it, then this is the Iron Age world, the world of Ravana, the world of vices. It's easy for us to get abducted, to get kidnapped, right? So what are those maryadas, main maryadas that we need to be following in this spiritual life? And this is not out of compulsion that we are doing, it's out of love that we are doing. And also we know the result of it, why we should be doing this, right? To keep ourselves safe from the Iron Age world, we have to follow these maryadas. You must all have been following that for at least now 8 months, 9 months, 1 year, and that's the reason you are here in Madhuban. So today we'll just brush up or just remember all those maryadas that we have to be following, because tomorrow is your ring ceremony, right? And that ring ceremony is your what? Just an ornament on the finger? It is much more than just an ornament on the finger. When do you get a ring in your life? When do you get a ring in your life? This is a sign of commitment, right? It's a sign of commitment. When you get engaged to anyone, you get a ring. Get married, then you get a ring. So here also, tomorrow, you will get a ring of commitment from Baba. Of course, Baba is committed to us. How committed we are to Baba, it's a test of time now. Right? So Baba is there for us always, 24/7. But Am I committed to Baba? So then tomorrow you'll be getting married or engaged to Baba. Want to get married or get engaged to Baba? Engagement means 50-50. Right? There are chances of breaking the engagement. But married means pakka. The bond is strong. Right? So you have to think about that tomorrow. Whether you want to get married, you want to get engaged, or you still want some time to think about it, whether I want to get committed to Baba or not. Right? So for that, what are the commitments, what are the maryadas that we have to be following? The first and foremost, to become a Brahmin means purity. Purity is the foundation of our life, right? Because purity, as Baba says, purity is the mother of peace and happiness. Without purity, we can't be peaceful, we can't be happy. That's the foundation, not only for this Brahmin life, but for the golden and silver ages also. Purity is natural there, right? So here in this birth, I have to make that purity very natural. What does purity means to you? Of course, it's celibacy, right? Why do Baba recommend celibacy or brahmacharya? Why do Baba recommend? Why does Baba want to be pure? Want us to be pure? Want us to be celibate? Because when we are celibate, when we are following the path of purity, the energy of the mind, energy of the soul increases drastically. And that's the reason in many of the scriptures it is said, lust is the greatest enemy. Right? Anger, of course, later on, but the number one enemy for a person who is following the spiritual path, the number one enemy is impurity. Because of that, our mind wanders. The intellect becomes blocked, clogged. And the energy of the soul doesn't increase. Right? So that's the reason Baba says, if you want to become a deity who is 16 celestial degrees complete, so then you will have to follow this path. Because the aim is high, na? There we want to go. So then we have to be following the path of purity. So am I committed to that for my entire life? We have to think about that. Right? And the second maryada that Baba says of purity is purity of food. Right? Food, why Baba says have pure food? Because as the food, so the mind. Every food, every bit of the food that we take into this body affects the mind directly, because it goes into the system, into the body directly. So that affects the mind directly. So what, according to Baba, what do you mean by having pure food? What is the definition of pure food? You know, right? So let us just revise. What do you mean by saying pure food? Yeah, first and foremost is what should be the ingredients? Vegetarian, right? First, it should be vegetarian. no non-vegetarian food, any animal product, right? And then no onion and garlic. Why? Why do Baba says don't have non-vegetarian food? That because that's tamasic food. Non-vegetarian food has very negative energy in that. So when we consume food with negative energy, then our mind will also become negative. And also it's harmful for the body as well, as you know, many researchers have come out, right? So no non-vegetarian food, no onion and garlic. Why no onion and garlic? Because that's rajasic, you know, like almost like tamasic only, but then very negative. Not as negative as non-vegetarian food, but little negative, because it will make your mind wander. It will not allow your mind to focus on your aim. It will make you wander. So that's why Baba says no onion and garlic. And the third thing for pure food? Yeah. Cooking food in Baba's remembrance. So that then whenever whoever is cooking, the vibrations of the soul and of Baba, they are inviting Baba during the cooking of the food. So Baba's vibrations are there in the food, and then whoever eats the food will be connected to Baba very easily. It's easy for the person to have yoga with Baba when we cook in Baba's remembrance. And fourthly, we have to offer bhog to Baba. Offer the cooked food to Baba and then eat in Baba's remembrance. Right? So when we offer food to Baba, it's like offering to the person who has given us everything. Of course, Baba doesn't eat it. He doesn't want anything. He doesn't eat it. It's just our bhavana, our feeling that we are offering to the one who is the bestower. Right? And then the energy is there. Baba's energy is there in that food. And then it's easy for us to make our spiritual efforts. It makes our spiritual effort easy in this way. Okay? So purity of food. Any questions in this now? These two things are clear, right? Celibacy, purity, and then purity of food. And the third thing is purity of the body. Purity of the body means keeping the body clean. Cleanliness is next to godliness, Baba says. Of course, everything, our rooms and houses and everything has to be clean so that it gives a good vibration. But cleanliness of the body is whenever we go to a toilet, we have to take bath. Right? So this is one of the very important maryadas as a Brahmin we have to be following. Because it gets rid of all the negative energy and the germs. As hygienically, also it's very good to take shower after going to the toilet. But also spiritually, it gets rid of all the negative energy. So taking shower is very much important. And the next maryada that we have to be following as a spiritual student is waking at up Amrit Vela and listening to Murli every day. Battery is down. How many? 5? Until then, we can take some questions if you want to have any, want to ask anything, because usually people have questions regarding food. Yes. Eggs. Eggs is also considered as non-vegetarian food. You want to ask, you can. You want to ask? You raised your hand, sister. Yeah.
Om Shanti, my question is, we go to our family's houses. So that time when we go there, can we eat the food which was prepared by them? Or
they're not Brahmins. So then, because Baba has made it very clear for us what happens when you do certain things, right? When we have knowledge, then when we have understanding, then there's no question of whether we have want to do or not to do, right? So when we, you know, when we go to a hotel, the vibrations are different, right? When we eat food from a hotel, vibrations are different. So when you eat food cooked by a person who is not remembering Baba, who is not following the principles of a BK, so energy level is different. You can make some excuses and have some fruit or some yogurt or anything. Yeah? It's beneficial for us only because we are making so much effort, waking at Avamrut Vela, listening to Murli class every day, remembering Baba, trying to burn away all the sins of our past births. We are making so much effort and trying to purify our body and the mind and the soul. And again, now you are putting negative energy food into it. So you have to make extra effort again. Just like, you know, when you clean the whole house and if somebody with a mudded shoe, they walk, you feel so bad, right? You made so much effort of cleaning the whole house for the past 2-3 days and now here comes a person with the mudded shoes, you feel bad, right? So then again you have to make effort to clean it. This is what happens. We make so much of effort and then again we put in the negative energy food into the system. It's like, you know, little bit of dirtying it. Again we have to make effort, extra effort to clean it again. So then we understand what happens. So then it's easy to follow it. Otherwise it becomes a blind faith. Right? There's no power in blind faith. Yeah. Yes. Temple service. Yeah. When you go to the temples and take bhog from there, we would recommend not to have. Because it's, we don't know how that, of course nowadays in the name of prasad, they mix so many things. Recently, last month, in the temple of Tirupati, in South India, you know, they have mixed some non-vegetarian item into it. And so nowadays everything is in the Iron Age world. You don't trust anyone. So, yeah. Okay. You're okay enough? Okay, yeah. So the next most important thing that we have to be following is Amrit Vela meditation. Why do Baba says you have to wake up at 3:30, 4 o'clock at Amrit Vela? So of course, Amrit Vela starts from 2 o'clock onwards. But then throughout the day we are so busy, officially Baba says, okay, wake up at 3:30 and 4 to 4:45 have powerful remembrance of me, Baba says. Why only that time? The atmosphere is positive. and also the whole world is sleeping. So the tamopradhan vibrations are not there, and that's the reason. And also through the night's sound sleep, the mind is very clear. So that's the reason Baba says that is a powerful time, and I am there personally giving all the blessings. So whatever you want to achieve in your life, if you sit in powerful remembrance and remember Baba, you will get easily, you will experience that very easily during that Amrit Vela time. So that Amrit Vela meditation is not equivalent to any of the meditations that we do throughout the day. So that 1 hour or 45 minutes of powerful meditation will recharge the soul and the body. And the next maryada that we have to be following is Murali class. As a student, we need to study every day, because that is the nutrition to the mind. The knowledge is nutrition to the mind. And we see that many of us, actually all of the Baba's children, have experienced that they get the solutions to their life's problems through Murali. Whatever problems that you must be having in your life, you'll get solutions to the Murali, Baba's Murali that day. Right? So it is as though God is talking to you personally. Right? So that personal touch is there, personal connection is there during that Murali time. And using that points of knowledge, we are able to overcome many of the problems or many of the situations in our lives. So through the power of, two powers are very much important in this Brahmin life, that is power of knowledge and power of yoga. Right, that we accumulate early in the morning, power of yoga, power of remembrance during Amrit Vela, and power of knowledge during our Murali class. Right, so these are the two wings the Brahmins get from Baba to fly high, to become angels, and then from angel to become a deity. Right. So these are the main maryadas or the principles that we need to be following in our Brahmin life. So when we follow all these, automatically others will follow. You know, to the extent we become introspective, look into ourselves and start to identify our own weaknesses and change ourselves. So there are other things that follow, which is just subtle things. Checking ourselves and changing, all those things come later. But mainly these are the four main maryadas that we need to be following as a foundation of being a Brahmin in this confluence-aged world. One is purity, celibacy, purity of food, purity of body, and then Amrit Vela and Murali class. Right? So, are you ready to commit yourself for these things? To get your ring tomorrow? Yeah? Yes? Or some people are just thinking, oh, will I be able to do it? The whole... Baba says, one step of courage and I'll take you ahead 1,000 steps. So one step of courage you have to put now, and then Baba will help you. And if you're still having doubt, oh, whether I'll be able to do the whole life or not, that this, no, take one day at a time. Everything becomes easy. Make Baba as your companion. Baba as a companion, and everything becomes easy. Right? So Baba is there with you, with not only alone, but with 1,000 arms. Baba says, "Na, I am with all of you with 1,000 arms, helping you to move ahead." Because Baba also want to establish golden age, right? Or do you still want to be here? You don't want to go to golden age? You still want to be here? You still want to be here? No, no. When we, if we want to go ahead, then we have to offer all these things to Baba. Right? Okay. Any other questions that you want to ask? Global office sisters are here. Sunil bhai, Grishma ben ko phone karo na, wo computer leke aaye. So the sisters from global office will come, and you can register yourself for tomorrow's ring ceremony. If you are committed, yes Baba, I will belong to you, I belong to you, and you belong to me. You are happy and committed, then you can give your names to the brothers, sisters. Shrikant bhai, aa jaiye. Aur bhi, kahan hai dusri behne? Okay. Ha. You can give your names to these sisters. But if you are confused whether I want to do, not to do, get committed, not committed, 2 minute baithna. How many are ready to commit? Sri Lankans? You are from? Burma. Okay. Okay, very nice. Very nice. No, now. 2 minutes. Yeah. You can sit here. Sister, come. Sit here. Okay, so we'll have 2 minutes of remembrance, and then you can give your names to these sisters and brothers here. Okay? For tomorrow's registration, for the ring ceremony. Tomorrow ring ceremony will be at 10 o'clock. Okay? Yeah, you want to ask anything? Yeah, here. Tomorrow is Baba's day. A great day for all of us. So you'll be meeting Baba tomorrow. And before meeting Baba, you're going to get engaged or married. Whatever. Huh?